show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. And a story that came out over at ingeniouspress.com, looking at the actual numbers of the economy, just ignoring all of the proclamations by the federal government that everything is all hunky-dory, ignoring the corporate financial press that the economy is on its way up because the money junkies are making more money and the stock market is up. Going out and looking at the world around you, and by the way, just at the bottom of the hill, there's an entire strip mall that is now completely vacant, completely shut down. That's how bad things are out there. Right now, going by the numbers, the real numbers out there in the United States, half of the United States of America is living in poverty. Half of Americans, back in 2009, almost half of Americans had no assets at all to their name. Their renters, their tenants, everything is basically money going out and nothing tangible coming back in. 75% of Americans are near poverty. And over at Goldman Sachs, they're cheering, "We did it! We did it! We strip-mined America's wealth and we put it in our pockets. We're doing God's work." Well, if Goldman Sachs is doing God's work, then God's a mean bastard. What can I tell you here? A federal audit found that the Baltimore City Schools misused their federal stimulus funds. Remember when all this stimulus was going out, they were going to stimulate the economy. We're going to put out this money and good things will be done with it. And it turns out the Baltimore City Schools spent that stimulus money on things completely unrelated to the classroom. None of that stimulus money actually improved education at all. I guess they got fancier cars for the Board of Education or bigger offices or new office furniture, stuff like that. But that stimulus money was supposed to stimulate the grassroots of the economy. It never got there. Now, we were talking the other day about this bridge that collapsed up in Washington State, supposedly after being hit by a truck. And by the way, bridges are designed to survive being struck by motor vehicles because it happens all the time. The fact that the bridge was brought down by this impact from a truck shows how fragile it was. And right now, engineers have deduced or analyzed that one-third of the bridges in the United States of America should be considered as structurally deficient. And we got more proof over that because another bridge collapsed in Missouri, supposedly because some of its support pillars were hit by debris from a nearby freight train collision. And again, bridges are designed to withstand being struck because it happens all the time. Anybody who designs a bridge that is going to collapse the first time somebody hits something, that's not a very good design for the bridge. By the way, little tradition I learned about when I was a volunteer for the Railroad Museum North Bend, Washington. There's a tradition when an engineer builds a railroad bridge, and the railroad bridges have to be the strongest because trains are the heaviest traffic you're going to encounter in commerce. The first time a train goes over that bridge, the bridge designer stands underneath it. And it's a tradition that goes way, way back, and it's a good way of guaranteeing it's going to be a well-designed bridge here. Now, speaking of bridges, up in San Francisco, as you know, they are doing a multi-phase project to replace the original Bay Bridge with a new span. And they've hit a bit of a snag in that the old span is now considered on the verge of collapse, but the new span can't be opened yet because there's a problem with the steel rods used to hold it together. So the old bridge is in danger of collapse through neglect. The new replacement bridge is in danger from cost cutting. Welcome to America in the 21st century of the money junkies. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Looking at the email coming in, somebody just wrote in that the reason Goldman Sachs can say they're doing God's work as they loot the nation is because their God is Satan. Could very well be. It would explain a very great deal. Except, golly, all those churches and the TV shows and the movies show that Satan is always supposed to lose. Doesn't seem to be working there on Wall Street. What can I tell you? Now, getting over to the Mideast. On Saturday, Israel's envoy to the United Nations went to the United Nations Security Council and filed an official complaint against Syria, saying that Syria is trying to incite a war with Israel. Boy, talk about a good demonstration of chutzpah. Israel has been repeatedly bombing Syria. They were sending troops and war material, hardware, across the Golan into Syria itself. Fox News actually showed a video of the Israeli troops returning from whatever mission they were on. And Israel screams, Syria is starting the war. And as I mentioned before, this is a pattern that we have seen from Israel before. Provoke, 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 provoke until you get a reaction. Then scream, the reaction is the initiating event, and go to war. And we've seen that pattern time and time and time and time again. Been there, done that, do not want the T-shirt here. Now, Israel is now screaming that somebody has fired a rocket from Lebanon towards Israel. Look at those people. How horrible they can do that. Except, of course, they don't know where the rocket went. They can't find anywhere it hit. No damage, no deaths, no injuries. But we rest assured when Israel says that Lebanon has fired a rocket at them, we should take them at their word. And, of course, this is a day after rockets fell on Lebanon and Beirut, supposedly in response to Hezbollah's statement that they were going to support Syria's Assad against this hired mercenary army. And people were saying, well, obviously these rockets flying into Lebanon are coming from Israel. So now Israel's saying, no, 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 the rockets are coming back the other way. We just can't show you where it hit. Just like those rockets from Gaza that always seem to hit nothing but empty lots. It's a propaganda device here. Israel's out there whining and crying. They're afraid of a war of attrition in the Golan Heights, which is the beginning of Israel telling the United States, you should go fight this war for us. That's basically what they're saying. You know, you should go kill our enemies for us. And that's how Israel's been getting along for its entire existence. Israel very rarely fights its own wars. They certainly don't pay for them. You do. And their model is to trick other people into fighting Israel's wars for them. That was the motive behind the attack on the USS Liberty. Israel attacked the USS Liberty, initially blamed Egypt for it. There was a nuclear-armed U.S. strike in the air on the way to Cairo when the crew of the Liberty finally got a message out saying it was Israelis attacking them. And then Israel said, oh, mistaken identity, we thought it was a horse carrier. And President Johnson literally said, I would rather see all those sailors on the USS Liberty die than embarrass our friend in the Middle East. They were ready to write off the whole ship. There was a rescue mission in the air launched from the carrier America to protect the USS Liberty from further attacks. It was recalled on orders from the White House. Huge embarrassment. They just wanted it to go away here. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is back beating his Iranian drum. He's out there saying diplomacy and sanctions are unable to stop Iran. They're going to go on doing what they're doing. They're going to build power stations. They're going to have medical isotopes that compete with Israeli products in the world marketplace. That can't be allowed. You, the American people, should go kill Iran for us. And Netanyahu is out there saying that Iran is now attempting to build a plutonium-based bomb. And I'll tell you why this is complete, absolute nonsense. Iran's entire nuclear industry, its power station, its medical isotopes, and everything are built around a uranium-based physics model. You don't get plutonium until you have a reactor using uranium that starts to generate plutonium. And there are very strict controls on those expired fuel rods. That's what the IAEA does. So Iran doesn't even have the plutonium in any kind of quantity, let alone being building a plutonium bomb. It's just Netanyahu back out there going nuclear wolf, or nuclear duck, trying to get America to go fight a war against Israel's enemy. And what makes it dangerous, of course, is there are entities within the United States who also have a war agenda with regard to Iran. Completely different reasons. They're not worried about Iran's weapons of mass destruction. They're worried about Iran's economic power. They're worried about Iran selling their oil for currencies other than the dollar. They're worried about the fact that Iran is one of the remaining nations on earth that do not have a private central bank issuing the public currencies a loan at interest. And they want to smash it, just the way they wanted to smash Germany when it broke free from its private central bank and had a government-issued value-based currency that just lit Germany's economy up. They called it the German miracle. Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year for this amazing economic transformation he had done in Germany that was a direct threat to the power and wealth of the private central bankers. That's the excuse behind all the wars we've seen in modern history. It's a war between banking systems, between private central banks holding populations and nations slaves to debt, and those nations trying to break free of that slavery. And the United States is on the wrong side of this moral argument. We fought a revolution to be free of private central banking, only to be sold back into it by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president, not once, but three times. And now we're trying to force this same form of banking that has destroyed our own nation is now being forced on other countries at the point of an American bayonet. We are on the wrong side of this particular debate. And that's why, ultimately, I think we're going to see a collapse here. Over in San Francisco, it's a very, very bizarre story. Now, as you're probably already aware, hired hate spokesperson Pamela Geller is basically going around the country, and she's always putting up posters to inflame public opinion against the Muslims. Most of these posters contain outright fraud and fallacy and deception. And it's always said, oh, no, no, it's freedom of speech. She's allowed to put this stuff up there. And there are counter posters being put up now. In fact, over in San Francisco, the American Muslims for Palestine put up posters, End Apartheid Now. And apparently, the Human Rights Commission is being petitioned by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, saying that the money that is being used for these posters ought to be confiscated and given to Jewish groups to fight anti-Semitism. Because now the new spin is the label apartheid is anti-Semitic. And it's creating intolerance against the Jewish community. Well, no, it isn't. It's creating intolerance against the government of Israel, which authors and supports this apartheid policy. But that's the new spin. Calling Israel apartheid is now considered anti-Semitic. And they're screaming at the MTA accepting anti-Israel ad money. But at the same time, if it's anti-Muslim ad money, oh, that's protected free speech under the First Amendment. And that right there is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. Now, over in Iran, they are starting what is being called a massive deployment of long-range missile launchers. Iran understands that at the point where Israel and or the U.S. carry out an unprovoked attack into Iran, that not only the nuclear power station, the fuel rod processing facilities, and various other aspects of Iran's peaceful, authorized by the NPT nuclear program are going to be targeted, but at the same time, in order to forestall a potential retaliation against Israel, that their military assets will be targeted as well. It's going to have to be a blitzkrieg, all-or-nothing deal, and so Iran is now starting to deploy their long-range missile launchers all over the countryside. So they would have to be bombed individually instead of bombing a single depot where they're all stored. And so it's called a disbursement. In order to take one large attractive target and turn it into 1,000 may not be worth the trouble targets. They know what's coming. They know that sooner or later, the U.S. and Israel are going to haul off on this attack because Israel and the U.S. are out of options. They can't get this war going. They've exhausted weapons of mass destruction. Nobody's listening any longer. We all understand it's all about Bretton Woods and dollarification. And right now, both Netanyahu and Obama are desperate for some kind of a major distraction from their own domestic political problems. Benghazi gate continues to grow. More questions about that have been surfacing. IRS gate, DOJ gate. Obama desperately needs a distraction. And it's either going to be war with Iran, which means war with Russia, or he's going to get Kokesh to get this stupid march going into the state capitals in Washington, D.C. on the 4th, turn it into a violent confrontation, and use it to declare suspension of the Second Amendment, national emergency. We got to shut down all those pesky independent media blogs. And by the way, Obama's out there saying now that the Internet is a source of terrorism in this country. So Obama is scared out of his mind. He's backed into a corner. He's desperate. And, of course, we know that desperate politicians are the most dangerous. Now, the North Korean envoy has delivered letters to Kim Jong-un, from Kim Jong-un to Chinese President Xi, committing to new peace talks, including possible reunification of Korea. So it looks like that whole situation is cooling down from the military point of view. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us at
1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Bahrain, and you are not going to see this on the corporate media, the people of Bahrain are demanding regime change. Now, because the Bahraini government is a friend of the United States of America, because Bahrain allows the use of its ports for American naval ships to project power into the region, the U.S. government is firmly on the side of the Bahraini government as they repress their people. Have you ever noticed this double standard? The only time when we need to free a people from an evil tyrant is if the tyrant is not on board with the U.S. agenda. And we're seeing that double standard show up over there in Bahrain, where there are huge protests going on. The government is absolutely repressing their people with water cannon and chemical weapons. And the U.S. government says nothing about it because, those Bahrainis, they're our friends. We can't offend them. Now, you're probably aware of this U.S. spy device that can simply sweep up all communications in an area without a warrant. Texting, cell phone traffic, everything in an area. It's just a grand snarfing tool. It grabs it all, decodes it all, makes it available for inspection without a warrant. Complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. And apparently the U.S. is now exporting this down to New Zealand. where they're going to start using it to keep an eye on their people. Now, I don't know what the laws are down in New Zealand, but I want to talk a little bit about the Fourth Amendment. The U.S. government is taking the position that the Fourth Amendment does not apply to cell phone traffic or internet traffic or text messages or any of that stuff, because they didn't exist at the time the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was being written. But you need to understand that neither did the telegraph or the telephone. And yet, the presumption was the Fourth Amendment, because it was not tied to any technology of the day, is presumed to apply to telegraph and telephone messages, landline telephones. So it's completely arbitrary for the government to say, oh, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to other forms of communication because they didn't exist in the day. That's also an argument they use on the Second Amendment. Well, the Second Amendment only, you know, gives you the right to have muskets, and you're not allowed to have all those modern weapons that the criminals are getting from Fast and Furious. And it's just a very arbitrary way of attempting to bypass the intention of the Bill of Rights. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Mike in Maryland. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to thank you for having your show today. You're a real trooper.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I don't want to change the subject, but I haven't had a chance to call into RBN or other alternative talk radio. And I just have this question, and maybe you can elucidate on this or give some insight. The Boston bombing has been covered, quite a bit on this network, as well as the Sandy Hook people have their own ideas about what really happened there. But I just wanted to get you, and there's one incident that occurred that, to me at least, has gone under the radar, and I, for the life of me, I can't explain why, and maybe you can tell me where I'm going wrong here or if I'm right. And that is the Mother's Day shooting in New Orleans, where 19 people were killed. There were three shooters involved, and several news sources, said that there were two or three shooters, and yet, I haven't heard anything more about it, and I haven't even heard any coverage. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but several of them.
Well, that's exactly why it didn't get the coverage. It wasn't spectacular enough, and it really couldn't be used for propaganda purposes. I mean, there are shootings and stuff going on all over the country. We just had a situation in Texas where somebody was just randomly shooting from a pickup truck at people. What made Boston so newsworthy is the fact that it could be used to demonize Muslims and to fan up the terrorism and be afraid agenda. And when the corporate media is choosing what to report and not to report, it's always on the basis of how can this be used to serve a specific agenda. And if it can't be spun to serve a particular agenda, if it's the wrong class of victims, if it's the wrong class of perpetrators, it gets basically a nod and a mention, and it's quickly sent into the bit bucket in their rush to go back to reporting on Jody Arias or something.
Well, then, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, because I realize, you're not Karnak, you're not all-seeing and all-knowing, but do you think there was a false flag attack? There's speculation that they're gangbangers, but, if you have petty criminals who deal drugs or on the street corner, the last thing you want to do is go on a shooting rampage and potentially kill a dozen and a half innocent people. It doesn't make any sense. So do you think that was a false flag event, or do you think, because it makes no sense the way the mainstream media attempted, the local news at least, trying to explain it. What's your take on it?
My take on it would be it may well have been a drug gang turf shooting, because we used to see those all the time in Los Angeles, and innocent bystanders were being hit. Again, there were no deaths, which reduces its newsworthiness. It could, if the shooters themselves were using their own product, if they were high on meth or something, then, yeah, shooting into a crowd would make sense to them. And it could very well be that these guys were using guns that track back to Fast and Furious, and that's a good reason to drop the story. So we're going to let you go here and take a break for commercial.
Okay,
we'll be
thanks.
Right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant 'em anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Welcome back to. Oh, and of course, as I mentioned at the top of the program, today is May 27th. It's May 27th. June, summer is just days away. And if you are in Vermont or upstate New York, I wouldn't put that snow shovel away just yet. Because over the last couple of days, they got 30 inches of snow in May. In May. And the ski resorts are actually going to reopen. So much of this whole global warming thing here. So it's the unofficial start of summer, 3 feet of fresh snow. And I know the areas you're talking about up in the White Face Mountains. I used to go skiing there myself when I was a kid. But I never got to do it in May or June. You know, March was basically it. You're into March, oh, put the skis away, put the snowshoes away. We don't have to deal with that thing. By the way, we're still seeing... that we've got the carbon Nazis are out there still trying to scream that, no, the world is warming, it's getting hotter, you've got to pay a carbon tax, you've got to obey a global environmental authority. And what we have here is a bunch of scientists and institutions who sold their soul, sold their integrity, sold their science to a political agenda, and now they're trying to figure some way they can get out of this mess because Mother Nature has not cooperated with the global warming hoax. In fact, so far this year, 79% of the United States is below the normal temperature up to this point. And so all the dire warnings about global warming and rising sea levels and all the rest of it, it was all nonsense. It was all nonsense to trick you out of your money and your obedience. This government doesn't know any other way to govern this country other than through lies, fraud, propaganda, and deceptions. Now, over in Tuvalu, the prime minister there is trying to basically extort money out of the Western industrialized countries, claiming that they are global warming terrorists who are warming the planet and drowning his country. The only problem is sea level isn't rising at Tuvalu. In fact, careful measurements along the coast of California show the sea level has actually dropped slightly. Where is all that water going? It's freezing at the polar caps. Both the Arctic and Antarctic are above the normal ice levels for this time of year. Now, we've mentioned this before, but it's worth a repeat. The latest research out of NASA has absolutely destroyed this idea that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. Greenhouses work because there is a solid pane of glass that is converting infrared into heat and then traps that heat inside the greenhouse. But the atmosphere is not a solid piece of glass, and it's got convection currents that keep everything mixed up. And a new study coming out of NASA's Langley Research Center, and that's a very cool place, I've been up there myself, it shows that carbon dioxide actually acts as a coolant in the atmosphere, and that it actually prevents solar heat from reaching the ground from the upper atmosphere. Completely devastates Al Gore and his inconvenient truth. He lied to you. He's a politician. He lied to you for your money and your obedience. He lied to you. I remember that video that we have of Al Gore saying that the temperature of the Earth's core is millions of degrees. He's not a trained scientist. He got barely passing grades in his mandatory science classes when he was in college. He's a goofball. And he's doing booga, 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 carbon dioxide, the earth is being destroyed, you're to blame, and you will atone by giving us your money and your obedience. Now, even the BBC is finally having to admit what we have been telling you for going on 10 years now. The earth is not getting warmer. And the BBC is now trying to sort of back away gently so that their readers don't remember that the BBC was out there at the forefront of screaming about global warming and snow is a thing of the past. And so BBC ran this headline, climate slowdown means extreme rates of warming, not as likely. So they're kind of grudgingly admitting what we have been telling you here in the independent media all along. It wasn't science. It was politics disguised as science. And they're finally admitting since 1998, there really hasn't been any warming. Gee, golly, you know. Those scientists meant well, I'm sure. No, they didn't. We have a thing in science called the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold is deciding the science. And Al Gore and his co-conspirators simply went out there and said, we have got all this money to give out for research grants to prove global warming. And scientists who were desperate for research grants said, yeah, I'll prove global warming. Give me some money. And they took the money and they concocted a bunch of theoretical models in a computer. And they said, this proves global warming. Now, little reminder, a computer model can't predict anything. A computer model merely shows you the outcome of its initial assumptions. And if those assumptions are wrong, the computer model will come up with completely wrong results. And that's exactly what happened here. I remember not too long ago when one of the stars of the global warming hysteria was challenged on the fact that the real world data wasn't matching the computer model. And the scientists came back and said, we're not interested in the real world data. We're relying on our computer models to come up with the conclusions we're going to give you. Remember when we caught them placing temperature sensing stations in the outflow of building air conditioners? We found one that was right next to a trash incinerator. These things were being set up to generate the numbers to support the agenda. Over the last several years, the temperature measuring stations in rural areas have been shut down where it's cooler. And more focus is on these temperature measuring stations inside cities where you have what's called the heat island effect, because cities are very warm. They generate a lot of heat, not the least of which is that every building is air conditioned, pumping the heat that's inside the building to the outside. And if you look at the sum total of the space inside the buildings being taken down 5 or 10 degrees cooler, it stands to reason a similar volume of air outside the buildings is being driven up in temperature by the same amount. And that's what these temperature measuring stations were measuring, the pumping of heat from inside buildings to the outside. And that's why they got the numbers they wanted. But again, looking at upstate New York and Vermont right now, obviously what these climatologists came up with didn't match the real world. Over in the European Union, they're starting to pull the plug on all of these costly regulatory complex measures to fight global warming. They finally figured out it was a load of nonsense right from the start. Anytime somebody says there's no such thing as a government conspiracy, you show them the global warming hoax, because this involved notable academics who got lots of gold plaques on the wall to convince you that you should listen to them. It involved NASA, NOAA, Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, Penn State, Michael Mann. They were all complicit in this hoax to defraud you of carbon tax money to keep themselves very, very rich, or at least funded for their research. Because Al Gore was very generous as the money poured in from his carbon trading scam in Europe. He was very generous about writing out checks to those scientists and universities who would support his claims. So, yeah, that was a conspiracy. Multiple governments, multiple agencies, multiple individuals all conspired together to guilt you out of tax money by claiming the world was getting warmer, that it was all the fault of carbon dioxide, and you were to blame, and you would have to atone for it. And starting with the fact that the world is not getting warmer, it is provably, demonstrably getting colder. And the fact that the global warming cult insisted it was all the result of humans, and that that big, giant, bright thing up in the sky called the sun had nothing whatsoever to do with driving climate here on planet Earth. It was absurd from the beginning. And you need to remember, scientific method is a valuable tool for finding out what is the truth about the world. But individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians or individual members of the clergy. They just put on that white lab coat in the hope that you will see it as a sign of instant respectability and trust. And you shouldn't. You absolutely should not. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, 8 explorers drove from Russia to Canada across the North Pole. So much for this idea that there's an ice-free Arctic up there. And by the way, the last time the Arctic really was ice-free was the year I was born, 1952. When the submarine, the USS Skate, rendezvoused with the USS Sea Dragon at the North Pole, and it was open water. So it's just all complete nonsense. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Don in Ohio, aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I didn't hear a beep. So, I was just thinking that a lot of people, you know, they go through their days, you know, the Memorial Day and stuff like that. I'm trying to spit it out right now. And a lot of times you forget about all the people that have been killed by America, you know, in these false flag events and stuff like that. I mean, from all the way back from Remember the Maine, you know, I mean, we got Tonkin. You know, I mean, a lot of innocent people. That's what we should be thinking about, is all these people. And the second thought is, listeners out there, please donate to RBN. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I second that motion, and thank you for the mention on that. The whole push of the corporate media and the government right now is to lionize and idolize those people who got killed in these wars for the bankers. But there are other victims of wars, like the average of 50 innocent bystanders who are killed in every one of these drone strikes that Obama sends off. We know that our government gladly sacrifices the lives of their own service people as pawns in global politics, whether it's the crewmen of the USS Liberty or the crewmen of the USS Arizona. Because we now know, because of documents declassified in 1994, Roosevelt knew the Japanese were coming. He deliberately goaded them into the attack. He literally ordered an ongoing U.S. Navy exercise north of Oahu that was right in the path of the oncoming Japanese fleet. Roosevelt directly ordered the Admiral, Kimmel, to bring that task force back to Pearl Harbor to not spoil the surprise. Roosevelt said, we need dead bodies in Pearl Harbor to anger Americans into going to war against Japan as the back door to getting the U.S. into the war against Hitler and his state bank and his value-based currency. So if we're going to remember wars today, we need to remember all aspects of wars. And that reminds me, I probably ought to put up Mark Twain's The War Prayer. I'll probably do that on this next commercial break. And also, if you go over to whatreallyhappened.com, I reprised two of my wife's music videos, Kyrie Eleison and In Times of War. And you may want to take a look at those. And I'm not just saying that because I love my wife and I love her music. These are videos that I think tell an important side about war remembrance that we should remember. And the spin from the corporate media is, war is glorious, war is great, war is always wonderful and beyond question, but it isn't. I don't know if you've ever seen the classic movie All Quiet on the Western Front, and it is considered a film classic. And it starts with this young man in a school, and the teacher is saying, oh, yes, you've got no more noble ambition than to grow up and join the military and serve our government in the wars. And so this young man leaves school, and he joins the military, and he confronts what war really is. Not what it's advertised to be, what it really is. And at the end of the movie, he comes back to that same classroom where the same teacher is talking to yet more young people about how great war is. And he comes on in and he explains to the kids, it isn't what this guy in the front of the classroom is teaching you. It's, you know, it's death and it's hardship and it's murder, and you're going to do things that you're not going to be happy with. And you need to understand that before you go in. There was an article we put up earlier on whatreallyhappened.com where the government has apparently been using some very serious medication on our troops to help them cope with the fact that they understand they're not there to defend the United States of America. They're invading, conquering hordes, and it does not sit well with the moral code they were raised with. Apparently, along with the SSRIs, which are highly addictive, they're using this medication, I think it's called benzodiazepine, I may be mispronouncing that, but the whole point of this medication is it causes short-term memory loss. And they figure if you've just done something really horrible, they dose you with this medication, and you just get this amnesia for the last 48 hours, so that what you did does not stay with you as you go forward into life. Now they're discovering it doesn't really work all that well. It just shoves the memories down, and they'll surface much, much later when you're back at home, and it's no longer the Army's problem to deal with. So they're rethinking that whole situation. Alrighty, getting back to global warming. This is coming out of the Daily Express in Great Britain, where scientists are now saying that, well, looks like the Earth may be heading for another ice age. And yeah, all the signs are out there saying we're heading into a new solar minimum, a new Maunder minimum. And to judge from upstate New York and Vermont, yeah, we're definitely not going in the direction Al Gore told us we were going in. And it's just a reminder, if you go back and you look at climate science, going back 50 years, they're always predicting a new ice age or new horrible global warming, and they flip back and forth because they don't really know what they're doing. It's just they're going to jump onto whatever bandwagon gets the media attention and funding at the time. Now, I'm a great supporter of science, and scientific method. But I need to underscore that by saying that science, when it is funded by government and corporations, is not to be taken at face value or trusted. Because agenda-driven science is no more trustworthy than news coming from the corporate media. Science has become the new priesthood. People around the world are turning away from the church saying, you should believe this. But they're still quite gullible when the corporate media says, this scientist says you should believe this. And you shouldn't believe scientists anymore than you believe that guy in the that child molester in the funny robes at the front of the church, or a politician in his very expensive clothing, or bankers as a class. You shouldn't trust. You shouldn't believe. You should become your own best analyst. You should embrace scientific method for your own thought processes. You should be skeptical. You should abandon all belief, because belief is a method of enslavement. Once you are conditioned to believe in something, those who control and shape the beliefs control you. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. No video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Arnold had a farm. Then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of being enslaved to belief, the Evangelical Family Research Council has sent out a massive email blitz or paper letter blitz, basically saying that the recent tornadoes that struck Oklahoma are caused by God as punishment for people not coming to church. And I know it sounds like it's a parody from The Onion, but it is very, very real. That if you don't start coming to church and throwing your money in the collection plate, and if you don't stop talking about all that child sexual molestation thing, there'll be more natural disasters hitting the United States of America. And I don't think the Evangelical Family Research Council understands the image they're putting out is of Jesus holding a lightning bolt to the head of a fourth grade girl and saying, "You grovel before me or the kid gets it." So, we live in a nation where truth and facts really don't seem to be a high priority. Everything is serving whatever agenda one is allied to. And everything that comes along, whether you're in the clergy or politics or law or finance, everything that happens, the first thought is, how do I use this to push my agenda? And when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, we have to enshrine truth above all. We have to make truth an automatic virtue and presumption. And we have to make lying the ultimate crime by anybody in public office, anybody in the corporate media. Remember that Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, another one of Monsanto's many evils, I might add, where the courts ruled that because there is no law in the United States of America requiring corporate media to tell the truth to the public, the corporate media can legally order their prostitutes to lie to the public, and if the prostitutes refuse, they can be fired. And that tells you all you need to know about the corporate media. One last story here before we hit the top of the hour, and Sheriff Richard Mack. Remember a while back when they tried the corporations tried to get around the growing upset over high fructose corn syrup by claiming it's just like sugar, and they wanted to rename it to corn sugar, and they mounted a huge ad campaign that you cannot tell the difference, which fell flat on its face because for certain individuals like yours truly, there is a difference. I can eat regular plant sugar, cane sugar, beet sugar without a problem. If I get a dose of fructose, I go right into hypoglycemia. So there is clearly a difference. And I wonder how many people are now taking prescription medications for hypoglycemia, not realizing it's the high fructose corn syrup in their food and soft drink that is the real cause of the problem. But hey, everybody's making money, so who cares? The latest scam coming down from the food corporations is now they want to rename aspartame. And they want to market it as a natural sweetener. It is anything but. They're going to call it Amino Sweet. So they're going to sell you something they know is bad. They're just going to rename it. We'll be right back.